acres. We wanted a certain percent masonry. You know, they wanted families to come in there and it to be a nice neighborhood. And right next to us is Clearwater. You know, it's not Table Rock Terrace. They're not a part of our subdivision, but we're neighboring properties with Clearwater. And so they've got concerns, even though they're not on the same street.
But could be at some point.
Could be at some point. I mean, it could happen to any one of our neighborhoods. And so it's just really important that we take a stand and say these are meant for families.
As Mr. Holstein mentioned, there's only 7 homes down there. Potentially 4 of these things are going to turn into rental properties. These are multiple bedrooms. These are like 15 cars, 8 cars at any given time for one home. Try that for a change.
Yeah. You know? It's just very, you know, I don't have the statistics, you know, that I probably should have to speak to you all, but we don't need any more Airbnbs in Branson in that area, you know, and with everything that's coming in, the racetrack and all that that's coming in, it's just we don't need any more Airbnbs. We just don't need that. We don't need them coming into our residences and our neighborhoods. So I'm just begging you to please consider, you know, what we're up against. And these are our families. This is our livelihood. And so just please, thank you for considering it. Thank you for your time.
All right.
And again, we mean no ill will to the owners of the property. We just want what's best for the neighborhood. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
My name is Lena Robertson with Century 21 Integrity Group out of Springfield, and I represent Gary and Mary Johnson, who live at 160 Cox Place. We actually just purchased the property last fall, and Gary's not able to be here tonight, so Mary has asked me to speak on her behalf. And while this is a very new concept to them, they just spent a rather substantial amount of money to purchase the home at 160 Cox Place. Not only that, but they did purchase the vacant lot next door as well, and they are right now in the middle of a remodel on the home costing several hundred thousand dollars. So while I can't say that they have any strong opinions one way or the other, they do have some questions and concerns as to how this is going to affect what is essentially their lifetime now investment into their final retirement home. One of the things that they relied on when they purchased the property was the restrictive covenants for Table Rock Terrace. And I have a copy here, and I'm happy to leave a copy here for you guys. But number one says tracts to be used for single dwelling residential purposes only. And they relied on that. That's one reason they bought the vacant lot next door, was to kind of preserve the land and the space around them. She does have some questions as to the septic tanks in the area. She's talked about, you know, the wells. Do they come from the same aquifer? Is this going to affect them? They, again, they don't have strong opinions one way or the other. They have a lot of questions. One of the other questions they have is the road maintenance. According to the covenants and restrictions, the property owners are responsible for the cost of the road maintenance. So and I don't know if that's still true today or if the county has taken over maintenance of that road. Do you know who does maintain it?
The county maintains Idle Road.
The county does. Okay. Well, there's your answer to that. Okay. Anything else that I'm missing?
We're new in the neighborhood, and we came here to retire. So we want a nice, quiet, happy neighborhood.
Ma'am, if you want to speak, we need you to come forward, please.
Yes. Bless her heart. Watch my purse. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but...
Oh, is it your name?
My name is Mary Johnson.
You got this.
We came here to retire. We came here to have a place where our family can come and see us.
She's worried about noise. She's worried about how this is going to do. Do they need to be concerned about people trespassing onto their property, driving down their driveway, even mistakenly, and disturbing their peace and their privacy?
And trash everywhere and loud noises everywhere. We just want a peaceful neighborhood, and we want to get to know our neighbors. So we hope that the covenants that we were under the impression that these covenants meant something, and the first thing on it was that this was a residential neighborhood. So I hope you'll consider that. Thank you.
Would you like a copy of these? Would that be helpful?
What are they?
The covenants and restrictions.
Oh, no, that has zero bearing on this rezone.
Okay.
So I'll add that this application has no change in the ability to do nightly rental, as this will require a planning commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental if it is rezoned to RR1. So if it's zoned RR1, there is zero change of use of abilities for this parcel. That only gives them the ability to apply for those uses I read, come through the whole process on that use. And again, so we understand CCRs, those are governed by circuit court. These guys can't act on them. They can look at them as part of their decision. But again, all that would be in future meetings. As if this happens to be rezoned to RR1, there's no change to the property except the ability to apply. You cannot apply for nightly rental conditional use in R1. So I know we've heard a lot about the nightly rental use, but that's not this application before these planning members tonight. They have to take all those uses in consideration. Do those uses work in that location if applied for?
So. This is not a question and answer session. Listen, we're trying to explain.
But that's all I have.
We're trying to explain.
In the bylaws, there's no livestock.
Again, that's a circuit court. These guys have zero ability to enforce CCRs. That's your responsibility. These guys could go to circuit court and they'd say, no, you leave. You cannot apply. That is the owner's and the developer's responsibility to enforce the CCR. That's a big confusion. And you do have the ability, if one would happen to get approved or if there's livestock in there, you can file a circuit court against the CCRs.
But what we're doing tonight is a land use change. It don't mean that there'd be nightly rentals there tomorrow. If you didn't get that straight from Scott, it all has to come by this board again.
Yeah.
But that's the first step in what's doing it. And I can understand your concern, but this don't change anything tonight. And what we decide here tonight is only a recommendation.
Correct.
Tonight that goes before the county commission. And again, as I said, that will be on June the 20th at 9 p.m. If it is approved. If it's denied, it won't go before them at all.
9 p.m. or a.m.?
A.m.
A.m.?
A.m., yes.
Thank you.
Their meetings are in the morning.
Is there anyone else that's signed up to speak here tonight?
My name is Keaton Wolzinski. I kind of came like to just give a different perspective. So for 18 years, I lived in the house behind the one mapped in blue there. So I do have like, you know, some perspective in this. I also work out for Big Cedar, so I see the tourists that come in. I interact with them every week pretty much, multiple times. So, and the people that come in, I'll just give you another perspective. Bachelor parties, big family gatherings, they're here to have fun. I am constantly asked, where can I go to have fun? What can I do? What's around the area? And I am honest and I give them an answer. And so what I'm trying to say is the people that are coming to this area, like as you can see with Johnny Morris, it's on the map. People are more aware of this area, what you can do here, what you can do for fun, bring your families. So basically people are going to come to these humongous houses to have fun, and this is not the place to do it. There are plenty of places around the area to do it. Johnny Morris built a big hotel-like structure directly across the lake. He has a resort. This was not meant to turn into a place where tourists can stay. This is a family neighborhood. This is where everyone comes to retire, as you can see. And it's very concerning, especially from a young perspective. Like, my family lives there. Like, I don't want to have to worry about my family and other people potentially causing problems when I don't live there anymore, and, like, besides the summer. So it's just like, you know, the rest of the people were saying, we have lake access right there, and people who come in and stay at these houses will find that out. Will they come to our docks and try to get on our docks and try to swim? People already do it, and they don't even live in the area. So, like I said, there's plenty of places around the area to stay. Why should it have to be in a family neighborhood? Why is that the next option? And I understand what they're doing, the people who want this, and I do respect that. They're trying to make a living themselves. But ultimately, there's way more people involved than just them trying to get this property for this reason. And on, like, honestly, I've stayed at Airbnbs myself when I go out of town, so I know how they work. Of course, I went there to have fun. I was on vacation. But honestly, one thing was, and one that I stayed at, it was a super host. So the host was around the area, could monitor. That's great. But the people who are signing up for this, they don't live here. They do not live here. They live across the country. So who is going to monitor this house? And who is going to take care of it if there is an issue and that does arise? So it's very much concerning, especially if there is an issue and we can't really get law enforcement out very quickly, or it's just like left to the neighbors to fix. I feel like that's a little bit unfair, very much so, especially for the amount of people that will be staying in this house. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that's signed up to speak? Would the representative on 213, I believe it's 213, 315. Did you come up? Do you want to come up? Do you want to address any of the issues, or you have any more that you want to say about it?
No, I mean, I'm kind of like him, you know, no ill will. You know, we're just neighbors. I'm local. I live 45 minutes from the house. I'm down here three and four days a week, mowing the yard, you know, taking care of the property. As far as the septic tank is concerned, you know, the one good thing about nightly rental is it forces us to take excellent care of the property. I mean, excellent care. It has to be pristine. They're luxury rentals, and we're renting them to high-class people. You know, this isn't $100 a night. This is $1,000 a night or more. So we're only renting to people that are, you know, upper to middle upper class that can afford it. You know, they drive nice cars. They're good people. They, you know, they're not criminals. But again, yeah, no ill will to any of the neighbors. That's not at all what we're trying to do here. I'm not trying to stir the pot. Yeah, we are trying to make a living. This is what I do for a living. I have a couple others in the Branson area, condos and that sort of thing. So it has worked in the past. I have been able to manage it myself. I don't have a big management firm. My wife and I manage it ourselves, and we're able to tend to the tenant's needs. If there's an issue that arises, I just jump in the car and come down, take care of it. That could be unlocking the door or, you know, taking care of a repair right away. So We do manage the property very well.